Today, we are sponsored by GIFWRAP. It's wallpaper that you're really just allowed to go to town on. Sorry, Mom, you can't stop me from ripping this apart. That's what it's for. Also, I'm a man now. Get GIFWRAP today. Today, we are also sponsored by spelling the name Caitlin. There are too many ways to spell it. Let's pick one and standardize. Get it together, Caitlins. Today. And now, on to our show.
Sit on my lap.
I'm Elvis and I'm a 4 year old.
Okay, and you wanted to do what kind of podcast again?
Sonic.
Right. And by Sonic you mean Sonic the Hedgehog. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes it's helpful to clarify which Sonic, because there could be a lot of Sonics.
Like what?
I don't know. Okay, so you want to do Where's Waldo? But with Sonic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So my 4-year-old really loved doing the podcast. That was episode 10. After, she said she wanted to do it again, but a Sonic version of it. So for the hell of it, I was like, let me see if that exists. Because lots of weird things exist. This podcast exists. It's weird that Waldo exists. Anyway, I type into Google. I type in, where's Waldo, but with Sonic? And
look what I found.
Whoa, cool.
What is it?
Sonic.
Yeah, it's a Where's Sonic? A search and find adventure. It's exactly what you said. I bought it. I worry that I'm creating a world for her where you can just want a thing to exist, and then it exists. And you get it. It's actually just exactly what it is. Where's Waldo, but with Sonic? It's fun for a little, I guess, but you're not happy. And the yearning is gone. I haven't yearned for something in a long time. Used to yearn all the time as a teenager. Little yearning, my 20s. I burn, I pine, I perish. It's a Shakespeare line I said to sound smart. But I only know the line because Joseph Gordon-Levitt says it in the film 10 Things I Hate About You. Yes, the film. I had a coworker who could not get over the fact that we're adults and can just buy candy whenever you want. He took joy in knowing this. He'd mention it a lot. He didn't need a lot of candy, but he liked to know that he could. That's probably the right approach. Anyway, where's Sonic? It's weird. Says, can you spot Sonic the Hedgehog and his friends? So, I guess let's read this. Sonic the Hedgehog is the fastest hedgehog in the world, so keeping up with him is pretty difficult. Join Sonic and his friends on their latest adventures. Search for them in the busy scenes as they battle their way through the zones, defeating their enemies as they go. There's a list of things to spot on each page, plus another page at the back of the book of even more things to search for. You never know what you might see in the busy scenes, so turn the page for some serious search and find fun. Okay, so we're on the first one here. It says, Sonic the Hedgehog is exploring Green Hill with his friends and performing awesome tricks and moves, but they've attracted some unwanted attention. Okay, so in this one, we don't find Waldo. It gives us a list of things to find. We have to find...
I found this one already.
Okay, well, we have to find Sonic, 4 crab meats, I guess that's that thing, Tails, that's that guy, and 8 Buzz Bombers.
1, 2, and...
Okay, can you describe what a Buzz Bomber looks like?
I'm not sure, they will try.
You know what that looks like, just tell me.
It looks like a bumblebee, but Buzz... It buzzes like a bumblebee.
Oh, and it's kind of like a robot, right?
Mm-hmm. There's one, and there's 2, and there's 3. One.
That's the crab meat guy. He looks like a crab, but a robot.
Yeah. What's Tails?
What kind of animal do you think Tails is?
A cat?
Maybe. Hey, how do you even know Sonic? Where have you seen Sonic before?
I've watched a Sonic show.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Hey, what Sonic show? Oh, yeah, on your tablet, right?
No, it's on the TV.
On Disney Plus?
I think on Netflix, Hulu.
Oh, that would make sense. I don't think Sonic is Disney. Okay, so we found 3 Buzz Bombers.
There's another one.
It's okay. We found 2 of the 4 crab meats. That's weird that they're called crab meats. I see that they look like crab, but I don't...
Oh, yeah.
I think they're meats. What is that, another one?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so is that 3 or do we have 2?
I think we have like 3.
3. So we need 1 more crab meat. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 4. You know what we didn't do? So people are listening to this, but we didn't describe what's in this picture. Can you describe what this picture is all about?
It's about fighting.
It's about fighting. Okay, so...
Oh, what is even that?
Describe it. What does it look like?
An octopus, but floating. Yeah, it kind of looks weird.
Yeah, this is a lot crazier than the Waldo book, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's skip this page.
Well, so let's talk about what's here. It's a big sky, and there's lots of flying things in the sky. I guess it's like everything in here is a robot, except for like Sonic and his friends. Is Sonic anti-technology?
What is that?
You know, sometimes I just say things. And then, look, there's a waterfall, and another waterfall, and a big green mountain. And there's all these flying robots all over the place.
Yeah, they should clean up.
Okay. What's this gigantic robot Sonic on the page?
I'm not sure why they put that on.
Wait, is this harder than Waldo? Where's Sonic? He's the important one.
Oh.
Gold rings. Is Sonic your favorite video game?
No, Zelda is my favorite video game.
Oh yeah, that's right. We play a lot of Zelda.
What?
I see Sonic.
Where?
I'll give you a hint. He's on this side.
I don't see him.
There's Sonic.
Now let's find Tails. Oh.
first?
Mm-hmm. Tails.
Oh, that one looks like Tappa.
It does look like Tappa from Zelda. Oh, I found Tails.
Where?
Why do you think he's called Tails?
There!
Yeah, you found him. I think we think the same. We found all four crab meats.
I am four.
We found Sonic.
And I'm 10 and 5 is here.
Okay, you're turning 5 crab meats?
No.
5 what?
I'm 10 and 5 this year.
Turning 5 what?
10 and 5. I'm having the same wheel. And my friend Max and Miles' birthday is today.
It is.
You're not birthday from 5. It's 5.
Whose birthday just passed?
I was. My little sister.
What was the theme for her party?
Turning 2.
Why was it called Turning 2?
Because that was the theme.
Okay. I thought it was because of a certain movie or something.
It was a certain movie of turning red, but instead of red, I put 2 turning 2.
Makes sense. Oh. You dropped the ball.
Can you get that for me?
Yeah, I'll get it for you. Are we done with the podcast?
Sure.
Okay. Say bye.
Bye.